Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari
Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramhams Parivrajakacharya Shrutra Shashimadabhai Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramhams Parivrajakacharya Ashtotra Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Hridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Brajbhumi Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Samved Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Entai Gaur Premanandi All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text 7. Tvam paryatanark iva trilokim antascharo vayurivatma sakshi paravare brahmani dharmato vrataih snatasya menyunamalam vichakshva Tvam paryatanark iva trilokim antascharo vayurivatma sakshi paravare brahmani dharmato vrataih snatasya menyunamalam vichakshva Tvam paryatanark iva trilokim antascharo vayurivatma sakshi paravare brahmani dharmato vrataih snatasya menunamalam vichakshva Tvam, your goodness, Paryatan, traveling, Arkaha, the sun, Iva, like, Trilokim, the three worlds, Antaha Charaha, can penetrate into everyone's heart, Vayu Iva, as good as the all-pervading air, Atma, self-realized. Sakshi, witness. Paravare, in the matter of cause and effect. Brahmani, in the absolute. Dharmataha, under disciplinary regulations. Vrataih, in vow. Sanatasya, having been absorbed in. Me, mine. Nyunam, deficiency. Alam, clearly. Vichakshva, search out. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Like the sun, your goodness can travel everywhere in the three worlds. And like the air, you can penetrate the internal region of everyone. As such, you are as good as the all-pervasive super soul. Please therefore find out the deficiency in me. Despite my being absorbed in transcendence under disciplinary regulations and vows. Purport. Transcendental realization, pious activities, worshipping the deities, charity, mercifulness, non-violence and studying the scriptures under strict disciplinary regulations are always helpful. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are discussing from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are on the fifth chapter. So before beginning, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, assembled Vaishnavas, so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a section going on where Vyasadeva is confused after compiling all the Vedas and Puranas and all the scriptures. He is confused. He contemplated Kimva Bhagavata Dharma Naprayana Rirupita Priya Paramahamsanam Taevahi Achyuta Priya. Have I not elaborately described the topics of Supreme Lord which is dear to the Vaishnavas and which is dear to Krishna himself? As he is contemplating, you know, Narad Muni comes and Vyasadeva is offering his prayers to Narad Muni. So very nicely, Narad Muni is showing by his personal example how to approach spiritual master or saintly person or Supreme Lord. So we know Rupa Goswami describes in Nectar of Devotion that when we are offering prayers, prayers have three parts. Samprarthanatmika, Dainya Bodhika and Lalasamayi. So first we have to glorify the Supreme Lord, some Prarthanatmika or the spiritual master, just like now Vyasadeva is doing. He is very ardently offering his heartfelt prayers to the Supreme Lord, to Narad Muni, who is the spiritual master. Because he is completely confused and he wants a solution. And then in this verse he is telling that, please therefore find out deficiency in me, despite being absorbed in transcendence under disciplinary regulation and vows. So he's telling that, I am completely confused. He's expressing his fallen condition. Although I followed everything, but still I am confused. So therefore please give me solution. So it is very important that when we express our need in front of the Supreme Lord, we offer our prayers in front of the devotees, spiritual master. We have to express our gratitude, appreciation, and we have to recognize the position of the Supreme Lord. One can never give up the formalities of devotional service, thinking them to be artificial. You know, oh, these are external things. Sadhavah sadhu bhushana, etiquettes are the ornament of a Vaishnava. And that's what Vyasadeva is telling. One cannot surpass rituals in Krishna consciousness. Offering obeisances to the devotees, calling each other respectfully. You know. And we should know why we are doing what we are doing, so that we'll be in a right attitude. You know, sometimes people ask, why you are wearing kanthimala, why do you put tilak? One devotee, Trinakartha Prabhu, he was recalling that Prabhupada was on a morning walk with some devotees and one person passed by on the bicycle. And he saw there were some people with the dandas, with sticks in their hand. You know, many sannyasis were also there. So he asked, how come these guys carry sticks? So Prabhupada, he asked one of the disciples, what did he say? Because he didn't hear. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he said, Prabhupada, he wants to know why we are carrying these sticks. Prabhupada said, tell them that we carry them to chase away dogs. So that's what Prabhupada would answer sometimes in very funny ways. But of course, we should know the internal meaning of whatever we are doing. And the rituals and the formalities are very, very important. You know, just like the section will come in the 7th chapter when Ashwatthama killed the 5 sons of Draupadi and Arjuna took a vow that I will kill Ashwatthama, get the head of Ashwatthama so that Draupadi can stand on the head and take her bath. But then when Arjuna, he arrested Ashwatthama, he did not kill him because he was a Brahmana. And so many things happened. And just before that, when he was arresting, about when there was a fight going on, so Arjuna was with Krishna and Ashwatthama shot Brahmastra. He didn't have the complete knowledge of how to shoot a Brahmastra. So Arjuna, although he had seen many Brahmastras in his life, but this time he got confused. Why he got confused? Because it was the same Brahmastra. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho Bhaktanam Abhayankara Tomeko Dahyamananam Apavargosi Samsriti. So Arjuna's life is in danger. You know, nothing can be greater calamity than this. Life is in danger. But still, he's not running to Krishna and telling, oh Krishna, please save me. So first he is glorifying Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are Mahabaho. You are most powerful. You are Bhaktanam Abhayankara. You give fearlessness to your devotees. By taking shelter unto you only, one can cross this ocean of material existence. So he is glorifying. And this is the recurrent theme everywhere. When the gopas, they are covered with fire in the forest, they are also glorifying Krishna. Krishna Krishna Mahavira Hera Mamogha Vikrama Davagnina Dahyamana Prapanna Stratumarhata. So they are glorifying, oh Krishna, you are Mahabaho, Mahavira, O Rama, you are Mahavikrama, Amogha Vikrama. So thus, this etiquette of glorification of the elders and the Supreme Lord is always there. Uttara, when she comes running, she is also praying. Krishna Krishna Mahayogi, O Mahayogi, please protect my child, your Deva Deva Jagatpati. You know. So Arjuna is glorifying the Supreme Lord. In 4 verses he glorifies the Lord. 5 verses are there in the prayers. This is the first prayers, the section of prayers which come in Bhagavatam, Arjuna's prayer to the Supreme Lord. 4 verses, he is glorifying the Supreme Lord that how you are transcendental, beyond the material world, you are merciful to your devotees. And then he is offering his appeal. Please protect me, I don't know from where this light is coming. So the Acharyas, they tell, why Arjuna got confused? Because Ashwatthama, he didn't have the proper knowledge of shooting Brahmastra. And generally, when Brahmastra is shot, the light comes from above. But because Brahmastra was not shot properly by Ashwatthama, the light was coming from all around. So that's why Arjuna was bewildered. Ye kya hai, you know? So I have seen many Brahmastras, but this is something different, you know. So that's why he was asking. So Vyasadeva is very nicely following the etiquette, presenting himself very humbly that I am confused. Please give me solution. And why Vyasadeva was put into such bewilderment, we all know, so that Bhagavatam could be written. Pure devotees, they are ready to be insulted, they are ready to be chastised, and they are ready to be put in different situations to teach other people, you know, people in general. That's how the pure devotees, the acharyas, they are so selfless. Hamsadut Prabhu, he was recalling that one time he was with Prabhupada and he asked, Prabhupada, is it possible that a devotee's relation with Krishna is preaching? You know? So he is related to Krishna because he likes to preach Krishna consciousness. And the devotee remains in this world only to preach. He doesn't go back to Godhead. Before he finished, Prabhupada said, yes. The Acharya never goes back to Godhead. He always stays in this material world, traveling from one planet to another, preaching Krishna consciousness. So then Hamsadut Prabhu said, oh Prabhupada, since Acharya is a pure devotee and for him, material world and spiritual world doesn't make any difference because he is already absorbed, always absorbed in Krishna. Prabhupada said, yes. You know, something like that, you know. So that is how Vyasadeva's incarnation of the Lord Acharya, he is ready to go through all these insults and chastisement so that the Bhagavatam can come out, you know. And as a sadhaka, we have to understand that, you know, we will be put into trials and tribulations also. Just like after this story, after Arjuna caught Ashwatthama, arrested him, and he brought him in the camp. Krishna was telling, kill him. He is the killer of your sons. He has disobeyed the laws of the war. Matta, pramattam, unmattam, striyam, balam, jadam. You know, all these people, they should not be killed. And he has killed a child who is sleeping. He has killed children who are sleeping. And then Draupadi, out of her womanly nature, loving nature and affectionate nature, she said, no, please don't kill him. He is a son of a Brahmana. She gives so many reasons, you know. Then hearing the arguments of Draupadi, Yudhishthira Maharaj also agrees, barabar hai, you know. He also, you know, agrees. And Krishna changes his opinion. Earlier he was telling kill him. Now he, after hearing Draupadi, he said, you should not kill. But there was one person who was saying, kuch bhi ho, marna hai isko, you know. He was Bhima. So Bhima was, you know, hell-bent, kill him. So then Krishna told Arjun, look, you have to please me, you have to follow your vow, you have to please Draupadi, you have to please Bhima, you have to please everybody. So then Arjuna was in complete confusion, what to do now? So Sud Goswami tells that Krishna is testing Arjuna. Evam parikshita dharma. He was testing Arjuna in dharma. And Arjuna passed the test. He didn't kill him. You know. Evam parikshita dharma partha krishnena chodita naichadhantum gurusutam yadyapyatmaham hanammahan. Although he killed his own, Ashwatthama killed his own sons. Still, he didn't kill him. So, Chakravarti Thakur and Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport to this verse. Evam parikshata dharma. Prabhupada writes, Lord Krishna puts to test many of his devotees just to magnify the sense of duty. Then Prabhupada gives examples of gopis. They were tested. Parikshit Maharaj was tested. But all the devotees, they came out successful. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he also explains beautifully. He says, Arjuna, he knew the nature of the Lord. And that's why he knew that Krishna tests the devotee in this way in order to show their sense of justice to others. In order to show their adherence to dharmic principles. And then Chakravarti Thakur writes that even Siddha devotees, they test others. Shukdev Goswami tested Parikshit Maharaj 3 times. I think Vrajavihari Prabhu, I don't remember, somebody was telling that. At least when, a test comes, you are told, I think Yugavatar Prabhu was telling, I'm not remembering. That when there is a surprise test, at least you know there is a surprise test. But for Parikshit Maharaj, he didn't even know that this is test. He was not told, aaj aapka surprise test hai. He was not told. And 3 times, Shukdev Goswami tested. And every time Shukdev Goswami tested him in different things. So first time in the 6th canto, he tested Shukdev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj. When Parikshit Maharaj asked, how these people who are staying in hellish conditions, how they will be delivered? So Shukdev Goswami said, oh, paschattap kar lenge, they'll do an atonement. He said, manne kunjar swashavat. It's like elephant bathing. Then ultimately he came to Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya Vasudeva Parayanaha Agham Dunvantikarsnena Niharam Ivabhaskaraha. So in this, Shukdev Goswami is testing the knowledge of Siddhanta. Is Parikshit Maharaj understanding the philosophy properly? So he tested the Siddhanta. Karmakanda, okay? No. Jnana? No. Ashtanga? No. Only Bhakti. So knowledge of Siddhanta is tested here. Then in the 9th canto, he just completed entire story, entire pastimes of Krishna in 2 verses. Then Parikshit Maharaj said, kya hai? I want to hear 90 chapters. You are completing in 2 chapters only, 2 verses only. So then he says that here Chakravarti Thakur is testing the eagerness of Parikshit Maharaj. Is he eager? Or he is ready for, okay, bahut ho gaya abhi, Mahaprasade Govinde. Anyways, he was fasting, And then in the 12th canto, again, Parikshit Maharaj, he is about to leave. Shukdev Goswami gave all the very nice topics, description of bhakti, and then in the end, he is giving jnana, knowledge of Brahman. Parikshit Maharaj does not get confused. He glorifies Shukdev Goswami, Siddhosmi Anugrihatosmi. You have blessed me, I have become so very grateful. Because you have given me the essence of devotional service. You have given me bhakti. He didn't even think about that jnana. So therefore, Krishna, just like Shukdev Goswami is testing all these things, he is testing steadiness of bhakti. So first he tested the knowledge of Siddhanta. Second he tested the eagerness to hear Krishna Katha. And third time he is tested the steadiness in devotional service. So all these 3 things will be tested. Everybody of us will be tested for these 3 things. Are we eager? Are we fixed up in devotional service? When problem comes in life, many times, people think, I think we have to do something else also apart from bhakti to get the solution to all these problems. Stamal Krishna Maharaj, he once said, a Vaishnava takes everything, whether it is a blessing or a setback, as an opportunity to either thank Krishna or remember Krishna for protection. So that is the attitude of a devotee. When problem comes, either thank Krishna, tatte anukampasu samikshamano, or pray for protection. So setbacks and reversals should make a devotee more strong and more alert. Oh, what I was missing, what I was not doing properly. Because it is said that a situation is favorable or unfavorable depending on whether it makes one remember Krishna or forget Krishna. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was tested. Ashwatthama, Arjuna was tested. And Prabhupada writes in the translation, Vyasadeva is telling, please therefore find out deficiency in me So everybody of us have some deficiencies. And Prabhupada writes a very nice purport. Transcendental realization, pious activities, worshipping the deities, charity, mercifulness, non-violence, they are always helpful. These are the various austerities, tapasyas, which we have to do in our spiritual life. They are very helpful. Now, Chaturmas is going to begin now, day after tomorrow. And many devotees, they practice so many austerities during Chaturmas. You know, some only eat one time grains, some don't eat grains, just fruits, some give up sweets, or so many things. Some chant extra rounds, read Bhagavatam more. So these austerities, they play a crucial role in the life of a devotee. And as Rishabhdev says, Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhyed yasmad brahma saukhyam tvanantam. That is the transcendental austerity. It is not ordinary material austerity which we are doing to get some material benefits. We are doing to please Krishna. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, yagya dana tapak karma natyajyam karyam eva tat yagyo danam tapascheva pavanani manishinam. So these austerities, yagya, dana, tapa, they purify even great personalities. So therefore, we should know that these austerities, they are integral part of the devotee's life. And we know that how Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur during Chaturmas, he was doing such intense tapasya, eating only, not once, only one time with his hands behind, with his mouth, he would, you know, bow down and whatever is there on the ground, just whatever comes once. That was the intense tapasya which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was doing. So therefore, it is very, very important to have some tapasya in life. Rukmini Devi, in her letter to Krishna, she is telling, Puruteshta Datta Niyama Vrata Deva Vipra Guru Archana Dibhiralam Bhagavan Pareshah Aradito Yadigada Grajametya Panim Grihnatuna Medam Ghosh Sutadayonye. So she is telling that if I have sufficiently worshipped the Supreme Lord, if I have practiced austerity, charity, sacrifices, pious works, vows, worshipping the devatas, then Shishupal may not take me away. May Lord Gadagraja come and take me in marriage. So when Krishna, he hears all these prayers of Rukmini Devi, she's thinking, oh princess, you may say that, but how can you get my mercy without getting purified, without having performed sufficient pious acts in the past lives? It is not so easy to attain me. You are not qualified to be my wife. How can I accept you? So Rukmini Devi, you know, expecting this from Krishna, she is telling, that is true, you are rarely attained even by Brahma, even by Shiva, but I am ready to do tapasya for hundreds of lifetimes. But I only want your mercy. Yasyangri pankajaraja snapanam mahanto vanchantyumapatirivatma tamopahatyai yarhi ambujakshana labheya bhavat prasadam jahyama shun vrata krishan shatajanma bhisyat. So Rukmini is telling, Rukmini Devi is telling that in order to attain you, O my Lord, I am ready to practice celibacy and austerities for whole life. And if I am not able to attain you even after that, I am ready to do it for millions of lifetimes. I will give up my life by fasting, but I will not marry Shishupal. So that is the determination of a devotee to attain Krishna. You know, it is consistent feature. Shukdev Goswami is telling about the gopas, although they are playing with Krishna just like ordinary children, but krita punya punja, they have performed many, many pious activities in their past life. Of course, these pious activities are not ordinary material pious activities. They are bhaktyonmukhi sukriti pious activities. You know, those pious activities which lead to devotional service. Not ordinary pious activities which give us dharma, artha, kama. You know, when Krishna enters Mathura, all the ladies of Mathura are also telling, "Arey, what austerities these gopis must have performed. Gopyastapah kimacharam yadamushya rupam." लावण्य सारम समूर्ध्वम अनन्य सिद्धम दृग्भी पिबन्ति अनुसवाभिनवम दुरापम एकांत धाम यशस श्री ऐश्वरस्य. What austerities gopyas tapah kim acharan are. What austerities these gopis must have performed. That they are drinking the beauty of Krishna every day. So this principle of austerity is very, very crucial. Otherwise, unless we practice austerities in Krishna consciousness, it is not possible to attain Krishna. You know. And that is not just a physical austerity. One time Gurudas Prabhu, that is a very famous story. He was with Prabhupada in Vrindavan without shoes. He was doing parikrama and Prabhupada told, why are you not wearing shoes? Gurudas Prabhu said, Prabhupada, this is Vrindavan. Krishna never wore slippers in Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, there is enough austerity in the world. Don't add new one. You know. So therefore, these austerities are devotional austerities. Not just ordinary austerities. The vows of practicing four regulative principles, the rituals of chanting Hare Krishna attentively, sincerely. And if bhakti is, the bhakti element is not there, then all these austerities are of no use. Krishna is not pleased by the external display of austerities. Tapasvino dana paraya shashvino manasvino mantra vidosu mangalaha shemam na vindanti vinaya darpanam tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha. Without offering all these things to Krishna, even if somebody is a tapasvi, a great charitable person, very famous, he will not achieve success in life. So that is how we have to understand the principle of austerity. Merely austerity does not please the Lord. Intention is also important. Hamsudut Prabhu, he was telling that once Prabhupada said, if a person does not chant Hare Krishna, then his devotional service becomes karma. You know. It's because it is karmic. You are not pleasing Krishna, you are not, you know, intending to please Krishna. Whatever you are doing, if your intention is not to please Krishna, then it is karma. It is a pious activity. Durapa hialpa tapasa seva vaikuntha vartamasu yatropa giyate nityam deva devo janardana. If anybody has not performed sufficient pious activities, he has not served devotees, he has not attained mercy of the devotees, he will not be able to get the service to the devotees of the Lord. So therefore, in this Chaturmas, we can plan to do various austerities. Austerities of the body, mind, intelligence, words, ego. So many austerities we have to do. Austerities of the body, you know. As Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Deva, Dvija, Guru, Pragya, Pujanam, Shauchamarjam, Brahmacharyam, Ahimsacha, Shariram, Tapa Uchyate. These are the austerities of the body. Offering respects to the elders, bowing down in front of the elders. You know, we have to at least artificially do it if we don't have the intentions and we don't have proper etiquette, proper attitude. You know. Just like Yadubar Prabhu was telling that, you know, when everybody in the beginning days, they would bow down to Srila Prabhupada, he would not bow down. So Prabhupada once noticed and said, asked him, why you are not bowing down? So Yadubar Prabhu said, I don't feel like bowing down. Prabhupada said, you bow down now, feelings will come later. You know. So that's how we have to understand. You know, feelings will come later, at least externally we should do. So, giving respect to others is a very, very important austerity which we have to do. Sevara adhyaksha sri pandita haridas taraya shaguna sarva jagate prakash. Kaviraj Goswami describes the qualities of Pandit Haridas, the chief priest of Govindaji Mandir. Shushila saishnu vadanya shanta gambhir madhur vachan madhur cheshta mahadhir sabara sammana karta korena sabara hit. Matsarya Kautilya Himsa Najane Tarachit. So he had so many qualities. Sabar Sammana Karta. Always ready to give respect to others. Karena Sabar Hit. Not thinking ill about others. Not thinking, oh, why this person is doing this way. In Kali Yuga, anyways, the capacity of the body to do austerity is less. We cannot do much austerity. One Nirjal Ekadashi is sufficient, you know, one day in a year. Of course, many devotees are doing every Ekadashi Nirjal. But it is not regular feature, not everybody can afford that because of so many bodily difficulties. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was recalling that one time he was getting operated in Mumbai. And doctors, they gave some anesthesia and then they told, oh, okay, you count down from 10. So he went till 7 and then he was knocked off. And then he was remembering Radha Raj Bihari's aarti and so many things. And then he saw that Prabhupada, he had been called by the acharyas. And they were asking, what is your report? So Prabhupada was giving the report of his preaching activity. Just like, you know, every Brahmotsav, all the departments, they come and give their report to the deities, to the Radha Gopinathji. So Prabhupada was giving the report of his preaching. Prabhupada said that he had studied all the people in this planet and he found that they have no capacity to do any bodily austerity. Nor they were capable of studying. Nor they can do any pious activity. He said only thing they were able to do is somehow or other take shelter of my feet. You know, that is the only qualification of Kali Yuga people. And when Tamal Krishna Maharaj came back to consciousness, he was operated properly. He told this to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada listened very intently and said, yes, actually this is so. So therefore, the capacity to do bodily austerity is not much. But still, Ekadashi Vrata, Madhav Tithi, Bhakti Janani, Jatane Palana Kari, whatever way possible, we should do it. Following four regulative principles. You know, sometimes some devotees are very fanatic, what to eat, what not to eat, you know, health conscious. One time, Brahmananda was telling that he was in Montreal with Prabhupada. And there was a devotee called Dayal Nitai Prabhu, he was a yogi. And he was into health, all health conscious very much. So he strongly criticized the temple diet. You know, white rice, white sugar, butter. And he was thinking we should eat brown rice and natural sugar, no butter. So one day he was with Prabhupada on a morning walk. And he was again criticizing. Prabhupada, devotees are not eating proper food. They are not healthy. They are going to get sick if they continue to eat all these things. So Prabhupada stopped. He turned around. And Brahmanand Prabhu was there. He said, you see Brahmanand here? He's been eating this food for so long. Do you think he's sick? He didn't get the message. Dayal Nitai Prabhu. He continued. Then Prabhupada, he said, you know, Brahmanand is so healthy that he can kill you. If I can just say, he'll kill you. So then, you know, this devotee, this he understood. And then after that, he never complained. So, many austerities, bodily austerities are there. Bhagavatam describes, the greatest austerity is to hear about Krishna. Shrutasya pamsam shuchira shramasya nanvanjasa suribhiriditvartha tat tadgunano shravanam mukunda padaravinda ridayeshu yesham. The persons who hear from spiritual master with great labor should hear from the spiritual master about the glories of the devotees. To hear the glorification of other devotees is the biggest austerity. To hear Krishna Katha is the biggest austerity. Because many times to engage the physical senses is easy. You know, after Janmashtami, whole night you are awake doing services. Next day morning, to sit in the class is very difficult. But still you can move around and do so many physical services. So to engage the knowledge acquiring senses is more difficult. To engage working senses is not so difficult. So that is the greatest austerity. But some amount of austerity is needed to control the senses. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tasmatvam indriyani adau niyamya. In the beginning, control the senses. Because the lust is there in the mind, senses, mind and intelligence. We have to purify. Otherwise, jnana, vijnana, nashanam. Jnana and vijnana will be destroyed. It will destroy the spiritual knowledge. It will destroy the inclination towards the spiritual knowledge. So if the senses are little bit, controlled, and if we are austere, then it will be easy to control them. Otherwise, if so much sense gratification is available, then it is difficult to focus on Krishna. As devatas, they are praying, Kim duṣkaraina kratubhista povratair dana dibhirva dujayena falguna na yatra narayana pada pankaja smriti pramushta atishayindriya utsavat. Array, oh my Lord, we have done so much tapasya, yagya, dan, everything we have done, and we have attained Brahma, Swargaloka. One problem is there. Noyatra Narayana Pada Pankaja, Smriti. Smriti nahi hai. We cannot remember Krishna's lotus feet because so much of the sense gratification is going on. So therefore, austerities are important, but these austerities should not make us proud. Otherwise, we'll be doing austerities and feasting our false ego. You know, in the conversation between Lord Shiva and Sati, Mother Sati, you know, she wanted to go to attend the festival which was going on in her father's place. Lord Shiva said, please don't go. Mother Sati, she said, no, actually he is my father and your father-in-law, and he has invited so many of the my relatives. Although he has not invited us, but still you can go to your relatives without being invited. Yeah. Lord Shiva says, okay, that is true. But if the host does not find fault in the guest, then you can go. And then he speaks a very beautiful verse. Vidya tapo vit. Tavapu vayokulai satam gunai shadbirasattam etaraha smritau hatayam pritamana durdrisha stabdhana pasyanti hidhama bhuyasam. He says, all the wonderful qualities of austerity, knowledge, beauty, youth, everything, they are the qualities of saintly people. These are the qualities which we should develop. But if we are proud, if somebody is proud of these things, then they will have the opposite result. So therefore, if somebody is proud of the austerity and whatever dan and so many things Prabhupada is writing, pious activities, worshipping the deities, then it will make him more and more proud. That is austerity of body. Austerity of the mind. Yena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayet. That is the biggest austerity, you know. Because if mind is not focused in Krishna, then shrama evahi kevalam. And nature of the mind is to get distracted. And only way one can control the mind is to focus on Krishna. Tasam avir bhushyauri smayamana mukham bhuja pitam bharat dharasragvi sakshan manmatha manmatha. So Krishna, he can control the mind. When we look at the beautiful form of Krishna, then the beautiful eyebrows of Krishna can control the mind, can destroy the lust. And Prabhupada writes, control of mind is the result of living a life of devotional service to the Supreme Lord. It is not so easy, it will not happen so quickly. So if we continue to practice devotional service whole life, then Krishna will award that control of the mind. And then Krishna will award the taste in the holy name. As we know in the story of Haridas Thakur, when he was tested by Mayadevi. Mayadevi herself, she came. More angikara karo hoiya sadai dine daya karo ei sadhu swabhav hai. She is telling, please accept me. It is a quality of a great soul to show mercy to the fallen. Eta boli nana bhava karo ei prakash. Yahadarshane muni hoye dhairyanash. And she starts exhibiting so many of the, you know, beautiful features. But nirvikar haridas gambhir ashay. Nirvikar haridas. Haridas was completely, you know, without any emotions, without any agitation. He speaks a very nice verse. He tells, Sankirtan samapta hoile na kori anya kam. Kirtan samapte hoile hoye dikshara vishram. See, I have a, you know, regulation. Jab tak mera jab khatam nahi hota, main kuch nahi karta. You know. Yavat kirtan samapte na hai na kori anya kam. Aur kuch kam nahi karta. So therefore, द्वारे वशी शुन तुमी नाम संकीर्तन कीर्तन समाप्ति होइले करिमु तव प्रीति आचरण. He gives all the assurance. You sit and hear my chanting. After that, I will fulfill all your desires. कृष्णे नामाविष्टमना सदा हरिदास अरण्य रोदित होइला स्त्री भाव प्रकाश. Because Krishna, Haridas Thakur's mind was absorbed in Krishna, all the feminine beautiful features of Maya Devi, they had no effect. It was like crying in wilderness. So that is the greatest austerity, to focus the mind on the holy name. So that is what we have to aspire for, you know, and that's what we have to reach. Jayadvait Swami Maharaj was telling that once Prabhupada said there are four levels of Krishna consciousness. You know, first level is how to awaken someone to Krishna consciousness. Somebody is sleeping in the lap of Maya. You have to wake them up. Second level is we have to train them in Krishna consciousness. Teach them various things, various philosophy, and then they tell, please Swamiji, accept me, initiate me. Then third is they come to know about the various different types of energies of Krishna. And then fourth is Paramahamsa stage. So therefore the austerity of mind is very, very intelligent, very, very important, so that we can attain the success of life. We have to reach that fourth stage. That is our goal. Austerity of the mind, austerity of the intelligence, to keep the intelligence in mode of goodness requires lots of austerity. And how to control, how to do the austerity of intelligence? By transformational study of the scriptures. Ei lila amrit bine khaye adi anna pane tabe bhaktera durbala jivan. Jyar ek bindu pane utfullita tanu mane hase gaye karo enartane. Kaviraj Goswami says that if a devotee is not regularly reading the scriptures, then he'll become weak. He'll become weak in spiritual life. Siddhant baliya jiv chitte na kar alas. So that is austerity of the mind we have to do. Then austerity of the speech. You know, people have thousands of topics to talk about. And even in devotee circle, you know, one time Prabhupada was, one devotee was telling, Chitralekha Mataji was telling that Prabhupada's servant Upendra Prabhu, he was standing outside the Prabhupada's door, and Prabhupada rang the bell. So he came in, he went inside. Prabhupada asked, who were you talking with? So Upendra said, I was talking to some devotees, Prabhupada. What were you talking about? What are you talking about? So Prabhupada said, just about some things and some devotees. Prabhupada said, that is gossip. Gossip will destroy this movement. You know, Prabhupada was very strong. So this devotee became very scared. Itna kyu gali de rahe, you know. So I was just talking some, you know, something casual. But that's how the austerity of speech is the biggest austerity, you know, to control the speech, avoid talking anything which is not related to Krishna. That is the biggest austerity. Tathapi kirtayamyanga yatha mati yatha shrutam kirti harer swam satkartum giram anya bhidhasatim. Maitreya Muni is telling, although I am not qualified, but still I will speak about Krishna, because if I don't do so, my tongue will become unchaste. So that is how we have to be really careful. We have to beware of not do any gossip, not criticize, find fault with others. In the section of Prithu Maharaj, the seven qualities of speech are described. Prithu Maharaj, his seven qualities of speech. Charu, Chitrapadam, Slakshnam, Mrishtam, Gudham, Aviklamam, Sarvesham, Upakarartham, Tada Anuvadanniva. These are the seven qualities which we should strive to develop. Charu, beautiful speech. Chitrapadam, full of metaphorical language. Slakshnam, very clear. Mrishtam, very great. Gudham, meaningful. Aviklavam, without any doubt. Sarvesham upakarartham, for the welfare of everyone. So this is the austerity which we have to develop, you know. So, and then austerity of the false ego, to respect others, to glorify others, to develop a quality of non-enviousness. Just like the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, even the birds and the plants, they are non-envious. So that is what we have to understand, that Srila Prabhupada, he has very intelligently, he has given us everything to make our life successful. Whatever austerity we have to do, Prabhupada has already given very nicely, you know. And that is the beauty of Prabhupada. One time, Atma Tattva Prabhu, he was telling that he met one person in South India somewhere, and he showed a photo of Prabhupada, you know, famous photo. Prabhupada is holding a champak flower. He has a bead bag, and along with that, he's holding a champak flower. So this man, so Atma Tattva Prabhu, he told that this is our Guru Maharaj, and he has translated these books. So he was giving books, doing book distribution. So this man, he came out with some threads and something, very few things from his pocket, and he started measuring the various things in Prabhupada's photo, his ears, his forehead and everything. And then he said, this person's feature shows me that all the four Vaishnava Acharyas are present in him. I wish you had a full picture of him. So Atma Tattva Prabhu had a full picture of Prabhupada. So he gave. So then this time he took out a lens and he studied Prabhupada's full photo, full length picture. And then he said, yes, I was not wrong. They are all working through this person, and you are very fortunate to be with him. So that is the glory of Prabhupada, that when we have got so much. And when we get something without any endeavor and tapasya, it is more likely that we take it cheaply. So therefore, we have to do the austerity of hearing, chanting, giving respect to others, and then we will realize the glory of what we have got. Chaitanya lila amrit sar tara shat shat dhar dash dike vahe yaha hoite sai chaitanya lila hai sarovar akshay manohamsa charah tahate. So Krishna lila is like a amrit sar. It is a reservoir, it is an ocean and river of nectar. And hundreds of rivers are flowing from that. And Chaitanya Leela is like an immeasurable reservoir of nectar. Krishna Leela Amritpur, Chaitanya Leela Amritpur, Krishna Leela Sukarpur, Duhe Mili Hoye Suma Dhurya, Sadhu Guru Prasade Taha Ei Aswade Sei Jane Madhurya Prachur. So Chaitanya Leela is like sweet rice. And Krishna Lila is like adding camphor in that. Duhe mili hoye sumadhuriya. You know, it becomes more tasty when you have this combination. So by mercy of Prabhupada, by mercy of Krishna, we have got all this. And it is our responsibility to now realize the importance of what we have received by doing some austerity. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.